Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, live cattle showed spillover pressure from the weakness of the August contract that will cease trading today. October will then move to front month and is holding a premium to cash. Unless cattle supplies tighten and demand remains strong, some premiums might erode out of the market over time. Although the report a week ago showed a trend of lower cattle supplies, traders seem convinced demand will slow and beef supply will be sufficient. Packers have not been very anxious to pay more for cattle despite high box beef prices. Now that box beef is declining, it may be more difficult to see higher cash. It was not surprising to see hogs lower on Monday, but that was not before they opened higher on follow-through from the strength of Friday. Traders received more of a sense of the market as the morning progressed. Did not look very supportive. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed prices down $1.82. Along with that, cutouts were down $6.87. That took away both fundamental and technical support, yet even with that, futures held well. Mixed to mostly lower wheat prices overnight as most contracts follow through on losses posted yesterday, while deferred contracts in Chicago tread just above unchanged. Minneapolis wheat was the only contract to post an outside reversal lower Monday, with Kansas City and Chicago narrowly avoiding the same fate. With Minneapolis in particular, there seems to be some real hesitancy toward retesting highs between $9.30 and $9.40. Even when armed with bullish fundamental data. Slightly firmer corn prices this morning as most contracts simply try to stabilize from yesterday's poor performance. After a solid open Sunday evening, bulls ran for cover, allowing futures to post an outside reversal lower on Monday as concerns mount about export prospects in New Orleans. Mixed to higher prices across the soy complex overnight with gains in soybeans and meal, while soybean oil slips to losses. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day at 8 a.m. Central Time, 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle down 80 cents, 128.32. December down 65, 134.67. September feeder cattle down 60 at 164.05. October up 52 cents, 168.95. October hogs down 57, 90.15. December down 32 cents, 82.72. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, September down 8 cents, 704 and a quarter. December down 11 and a half at 712 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 9 and 3 quarters at 708 and 3 quarters. December down 9 cents, 723 and a half. September corn down 17 and 3 quarters at 540 and a quarter. December is down 11 cents, 542 and 3 quarters. September soybeans down 54 and a half, 1304 and 3 quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.